Well, guys, I'll have you fellas kind of come on a trip with me today.
A journey,
if you will. And this is something that I definitely do on my own sometimes, but there are a couple of creators out there that have been showing me new versions of this, but it's kind of ruining songs that you know or should know, popular songs throughout history, because if you close your eyes and you think real hard, you can see somebody else singing it. And there are several of these. There's this one guy who I swear has 300 videos on his page of this is all he does is ruining songs that sound like someone else. So I've grabbed a few examples. I've got 8 examples here for you, and you'll have to use your imagination, but I want you to come along on the pre-said journey with me. So let's go to Woolly Bully by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. You should know this one from back in the day.
Fun song, right?
I believe I was introduced to that jam at a way too early age watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Fun song, but, and this is one that I definitely, as a kid, was like, man, did he do a song for Fast Times? I guess he got kind of big at that time, but if I close my eyes, I can see the Sandman.
Gentlemen, I can't thank you enough for coming out here this evening. Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Sorry, Daddy.
This is a big night for me tonight, gents. I have an important announcement to make.
Get Billy, get the hell out of here!
What is this from?
That's Billy Madison.
Okay. You can see him singing Woolly Bully.
Yes.
So they're trying to They're trying to get us to think that that character is saying Woolly Bully?
No, I'm telling you, me, Travis.
That's what he thinks
when
about.
When I close my eyes, I can see Adam Sandler. And
okay, I can see that.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. I can't remember watching Billy Madison, so I wasn't familiar where you were going. But okay, I got you.
So let's go to System of a Down. And this is not like my music.
I'm familiar.
That is Lando's music. And Chop Suey. And this is an intro. I feel like this is pretty well on. We can cancel the whole journey if you want after this one. But I think when I hear this song that I can hear one specific person. So let me play a song for you.
Okay.
Baldy liked that one.
Man, Lando.
Is he going on?
Why is that not a ticket stock song for you?
We did do a System of a Down song for...
Did you do that one?
No, but
I'm talking about that one.
Maybe we will.
All right, maybe you will.
And to me, I just hear Will Ferrell screaming at people.
Okay, now how many events do we actually have left here?
One. Frank's accident definitely set us back, but if we pass athletics... We're in, so...
Come on, all right, everybody. That's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've got too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Now play the song again.
Get right.
Okay, that's it. I'm with you. It sounds just like it.
Boy... That escalated quickly.
There's nothing better than Will Ferrell yelling in a movie.
It's classic.
It's one of the best, yes.
Undefeated. Let's go back even further here to White Room by the band Cream. That's Eric Clapton. And this was like his first or second band. I don't know. Somebody probably knows better than me about old Eric's whole discography. But this is White Room by Cream. And I hear a cartoon character. when kind of in the middle of this.
Okay.
Part. I can get it to play on the ticket. Silver horses run down moonbeam in your dark. Now we're really getting into it, but I hear one specific person.
You're obviously talking about the falsetto when he gets to the high part,
yes,
right? Okay.
Yes. And it takes me to the classic Family Guy and one real creepy character.
It's like girls are a different species or something.
Oh, who needs them? You like popsicles?
Well, sure.
And you need to come on down to the cellar. I got a whole freezer full of popsicles.
It's just Mr. Herbert from Family Guy.
And hit the song for me again. Without the whistle. Yeah, it's the character without the whistling. I definitely hear it. Definitely hear it.
It's like,
you like popsicles?
Again, without the whistling, yeah.
Let's go to the Gorillas, shall we? And we'll stay in the Family Guy category on this one, but let's go to Clint Eastwood, and I definitely have a clean version, so we're all good here.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I ain't happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. But not for long, the future is coming on. I ain't happy.
So, with Family Guy, this is the baby. This is Stewie Griffin.
Hi, I'm Stewie Griffin. Tonight's Family Guy was a very special episode about drug use. But the simple fact is, it's no laughing matter. To learn more about drugs, visit your local library. There's probably a guy behind there who sells drugs. Good night.
Glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless. I could see him singing that song on that show.
Right?
Yeah, no doubt. Man, that show always hits. I never regularly go and watch it. And then I always watch it when I'm in a hotel somewhere or something. Because usually one
really?
Of the channels will have like reruns of Family Guy or something.
Yeah.
And then it's like, why am I not watching this more often? And then I come home. I can't remember the last time I was at home and watched an episode of Family Guy. It's weird.
I've never seen it.
You've never
the
seen
cartoon?
Family Guy?
I mean, obviously, I've seen it, like clips and reels and stuff, but I've never seen an episode of it.
Boy, that surprises me.
Yeah, I don't like cartoons.
Like, at all? Even growing up?
No, I liked them growing up. I don't know. I'm just not into the
adult
world.
The adult cartoon?
I
or?
Guess. I don't know. I've just never...
Why?
I don't know. I'd rather spend that time watching actual people, I guess. I don't know.
It's the same thing. Like, it's actual people voicing them.
No, I know. I'm aware. I don't know what it is. I just...
So, never got into The Simpsons, Beavis and Butthead.
South Park.
No. And I've seen a gazillion clips and reels and all that type of thing. But, yeah, never sat down and watched a full episode.
Man, to me, Family Guy's the GOAT. I know people will say The Simpsons. And I watched The Simpsons, but wasn't into it as I've seen a ton of episodes of Family Guy. It's my favorite.
Sounds like it. I got two more here for you.
Okay.
Before we get out of here. At least two. I got three that I really like, but two that I think we'll get to.
Okay.
Let's go to Biz Markie, Just a Friend.
I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass. She started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby,
So Biz got a very unique voice.
Very distinctive lisp.
No doubt. And I will direct you to one Tracy Morgan.
When I was a kid, okay, yo, no doubt. Crack was rampant. You know, everybody was trying to sell it to get money. And but you know, that's
you, why you sold
I sold crack, yeah. Yeah. But I was a crack dealer with a heart of gold. I would sell them crack and then feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
I would sell them the crack and then go, you know this is gonna kill you, right?
Yeah.
No, so I always kept my heart, yeah.
Tracy always sounded like he was like 314 pounds with his voice, and he's not. Man, my Biz story, we were at the Super Bowl in Minnesota in the lobby waiting. I think I was waiting on Corby to go down and do something. I don't know, but I'm sitting there in the lobby, and Biz Markie comes down in the lobby. He's sitting across from me on his phone, and I'm thinking, this is it. Like, I can just go and say hello, and that would be cool. This dude is Biz Markie, and I never did. I was too nervous to go over there. And now I won't get that opportunity anymore.
I'm sorry.
He's no longer with us.
Way to go, man.
Well, I didn't know. I've never heard of this person before.
How's that bear truck feel?
You never heard that Just a Friend song?
Yeah, I have, but I didn't know. I've never heard the name Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Is this Sexy back?
No. It was Just a Friend, man.
I thought he was Just a Friend was, what's that guy's name?
You tell us.
I'm afraid to say it because if I'm wrong, it's even worse.
Well, if you're not is saying it, Biz Markie, right, then
we
it's
already
wrong.
Know it's not Biz. So
Puff Daddy,
Shaggy.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Okay, all right.
I'll give you a pass on that one. It wasn't me. It's not that. Okay. It's not all that right. Egregious yeah, okay. As you've had before. Man, I call it that Sexy Bag.
I was like, I'm pretty sure his name is Shaggy and not Swaggy.
Not Swaggy. Like,
man, Swaggy P is a.
If I had said Swaggy, you guys are like, what are you saying? And then I would have been even more dumb than I already am, which is pretty hard to do.
God, I wish he had said Swaggy.
That's a good guess.
Let's go to one last one here. Looking Glass and Brandy. There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their. There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, Brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. So first of all, Jam. Man.
Who is that?
That is Looking Glass.
That's a great song.
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that? Oh,
no.
Fantastic.
Great. Okay.
Awesome. And I hear our former president, Barack Obama. Tell us about your
plan for nuclear war with Russia. I'm sorry. Who's that back there? What the heck are you talking about?
She works. Barack's just the lead of Looking Glass. It's kind of Brandy, stalking the stage back and forth. Okay.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, no, this is new to me.
This song's awesome.
There are so many songs when they're talking about a girl, they name it Brandy. Like
yeah,
the
Brandy
OJs. OJs have a song called Brandy. Talking about it. No, you know what? That was a dog. They were actually thinking about a dog,
still
and that
could
was
have
my
been
bad.
A girl.
No, it was a dog. Well, it could have been a girl dog.
Female dog, yeah.
No, it could have been talking about his bitch.